You know, once upon a time, there was a band called the Plasmatics. Do you remember them?
I have an older brother, so when I was like 10, my brother told me about the Plasmatics, and he's like, yeah, there's this crazy woman, and she's really hot, you know, and she's like gets naked on stage and stuff. And I was like, whoa, yeah, that's rock and roll, you know, or punk or whatever they were. So I kind of knew who this person was. Singer's name is Wendy O'Williams, not to be confused with the talk show host, which I guess we could also look at. We call her Shotgun Wendy. Well, that's interesting. Oh my God, that sweat body. She had a rockin' body. She had the best body. I always loved her. Very interesting comment there. She had the best body. The Dark Goddess, best body in show business, hands down. Really? Well, we're going to take a look at that body in a minute here. Super jealous of whoever was in the audience imagining being in the presence of God. Queen of the gods. I was terrified, turned on, and amazed by her. Heavenly body. And let's take a look at that heavenly rockin' body people have talked so much about. A song called Bump and Grind. It's basically tranny porn. Look at how straight that body is. There is no hips at all. Not one centimeter of curves. I think my body has more curves than this. Men do have hips. This person doesn't even have male hips, let alone female hips. Oh, yeah. See, that's what we're talking about. That's a male pelvis. Yeah. There you go. Look at that. That's a man. All right. That's why I wrote this here. That's a man, baby. All right. Kind of like Austin Powers, you know, kind of using a bit of humor. That helps to break the trauma. This is a kind of trauma. So these people in the comments, some of them were basically traumatized by seeing the transvestite on stage. There's the old Adonis belt. I mean, this is a man, okay? If you don't get that, learn a little bit about basic anatomy. Got to look at the hips. That's the key. That's the gold standard in identifying the sex of the specimen. And it's all lubed up. All lubed up and ready to rock. Fake plastic boobs. That's probably why the first band this person was in is called the Plasmatics. Plastic boobs. These guys rocking out. These guys are like rocking out to a tranny. It's tranny metal. It's like a half-naked tranny, and all the guys are like lusting after the tranny. They're like, best body ever. That was one of the comments. Best body ever for a man. Yeah, he's in pretty good shape for a man. Yeah, come on. Straight up and down. I'm not so sure if a real woman could support a man on their shoulders like that. There's no way a female could put a male guitarist and walk around like that. And all the guys are like, yeah, she's the greatest chick in the world. I mean, come on. They're making it too obvious. But it never occurred to them. It never occurred to anybody that this is a tranny. People were deceived by the Plasmatics' plastic boobs. Now, the Plasmatics did some pretty intense stuff, like smashing TVs on stage, which I think is pretty cool. I think that's a positive thing for young people to see. You know, I think the world would be a better place if everyone just smashed their TV or just didn't even buy one in the first place. I think that guy usually dressed in drag is wearing a dress or something like a tutu maybe. And then, of course, you got Mr. O'Williams barely wearing any clothes at all with fake breasts. You know, but in general, you know, punk rock was basically anti-establishment. Now, how much of it was controlled opposition certainly needs to be considered. Let's take a look at the Plasmatics. The Transmatics died in 1998. Oh, I didn't even know that. Wow. Age 48. Controversial group known for chaos, destructive live shows, and outrageous theatrics. Let's look at some of their album covers here. New Hope for the Wretched. You got the tranny in the car. They got a song called Test Tube Babies. Well, that's pretty cool. Beyond the Valley of 1984. Must be a kind of a concept album. Sex Junkie. Metal Priestess. A classic in the trans metal genre. Coup d'etat. Well, it looks like we got a bit of a phallus symbol going on there. What are you trying to tell us? Put your love in me. You're a zombie, brain dead. The day of the humans is gone. Well, this kind of sounds like this relates to our modern day era. Brain dead. Propagators, propaganda. I might have to listen to this one. There's one with some bananas on the cover. What are you trying to tell us there? Williams first attempted suicide in 93 by hammering a knife into her chest where it lodged in her sternum. Wow. That's a pretty violent way to kill yourself. However, she changed her mind and called Rod Swenson to take her to the hospital. She attempted suicide again in 97 with an overdose of ephedrine. Williams died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in 98 when she was 48. Wow, what a tragedy. I had no idea. It's pretty sad, really, you know, pretty sad. Maybe being a lubed-up transvestite on stage didn't quite make him happy. And as these trannies get older, you know, trannies don't age well, you know what I mean? They're kind of going against the grain in terms of what it means to be human. I want to look at the face just to show you guys, like, this is not an attractive looking face. So really, you know, those comments we saw are kind of like, these guys were not looking at the face. You know, it got people's attention. It was pretty outrageous. This band was more famous for their appearance than for the music. But this was a tranny, all right? Look at the weird little horn on the head there. Tragic end. Now, it's possible the suicide thing is fake, but it almost seems kind of real to me. Now, look at this guitarist. He's also a tranny. That's pretty wild. Shaving cream. Yeah, that's what it was. I think this person would wear just like shaving cream on the fake boobs. And the crowd loved it, man. That's the thing, you know what I mean? It's a whole phenomenon of this whole thing. It's just a clean-shaven man. Look at that dude wearing a mask. 1978. He was ahead of his time. Yeah, oh yeah, a little piece of electrical tape on the fake plastic boobs. Yeah, that's a tranny. There's the dude with the mask again. Is that like duct tape? That's pretty cool, actually. Maybe I should do that next time I leave my house. Now, did this person still have the equipment down there? I guess that's another story. I guess it doesn't matter. Now, that reminds me, though, since we're looking at Wendy O. Williams, we can look at Wendy Williams.
I was that girl back in Ocean Township. It was like Run DMC, Plasmatics, like an eclectic mix of music I like. But the best part is that the main singer is Wendy O. Williams. Plasmatics, 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 Plasmatics.
Now, this one, I mean, this is pretty obvious, right? No video necessary, but kind of looks like Mariah Carey, doesn't it? If you just kind of look out the corner of your eye, it's got that Mariah Carey vibe. Obviously, this is a man. And really, really, I mean, how can anybody not realize that? You know, I guess this person has a daytime talk show or something. And it probably women. My guess is only women would watch this show. So, like, what's wrong with these people? Really, it's not really about Wendy Williams. The real question is, why do people watch Wendy Williams, right? That's the question. I mean, why do people even watch this person? This is like the most obvious tranny in the history of television, probably. You know, there's always going to be deceivers out there, people trying to deceive us for a variety of reasons. Why are people worshiping? I guess it goes back, we saw this in a recent video I did where the Harvard Gazette was saying the tranny gives you something on the stage that you don't get in real life, something like that, right? Like you're never going to see a lubed up, half-naked tranny walking down the street in your hometown. Heavenly body. The queen of the gods. Drag queen of the gods, I guess, yeah. This is just the world we live in, you know what I mean? Just passing through. I'm just passing through this world. I don't know about you guys. Passing through Sodom and Gomorrah here on my way to heaven. And I don't think we're going to see people like this in heaven. We will have new bodies. We will have new glorified bodies, but I don't think it'll be the lubed up tranny body, as far as I can tell. Maybe that's what they think, but see, these people think they're androgynous angels, and I guess that's why people flock to look at them, you know, because they're amazing, right? They're like, it says it, one of these comments said that, it's amazing, in the presence of God. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Maybe Baal, if Baal is your god, or Artemis, or Inanna. But this same thing's been going on thousands of years, going back to ancient Greek theater. They were singing, they were dancing, they were acting, and they were doing it all in the name of the gods, and they were all a bunch of trannies. All right, so there's really nothing new about this. Same with Sodom and Gomorrah. It was destroyed as a typology of the entire world. The entire world is going to be destroyed, and a new world will be created. God has a great reset in store for us. Right now, Satan is doing an imitation reset. Everything Satan does is an imitation of what God does. So this is the new glorified body Satan wants to give us, but God has a plan to give us a different type of glorified body after the resurrection. All right, this is Satan's new glorified body. I mean, basically, this whole androgyny thing can be simplified with the yin and yang symbol. Male and female combined into one body. So the natural world is divided into different things like light and dark, cold and hot, opposites, right? And that's chaos, that's division. And the mysticism and Freemasonry, Kabbalah, they're always trying to get back to the unity, where all these things that are divided will come together into one. So what they want is male and female together in one body. Not together in marriage with two people, but the one person is basically getting married to themselves. That's why in the Masonic temples and in the movies and stuff, there's always the checkerboard floor, black and white, which is on the bottom. So that's the lowest level. That represents the world of division, you know, which is the way God created it. Freemasonry is all about ascending to the higher level through their initiations and their knowledge and their wisdom. So it's, you know, it's basically, I kind of simplify it all together. There may be some slight differences here and there, but I simplify it all together. You know, Masonry, Kabbalah, alchemy, New Age, whatever, mysticism, Eleusinian mystery religions, it's all the same stuff. You know, and the New Age really goes back to the ancient world, and I think even before the flood, kept alive by Noah's son, Ham, rebuilt in the Tower of Babel, and kept alive through these secret societies. And it's basically the combination of male and female. It's alchemy. And if you read any book written by a Freemason, they talk about Kabbalah, alchemy, and the ancient mystery religions. And they talk about the pre-flood world. I mean, they all say the same stuff. Now, this Tao Te Ching, ancient Chinese mysticism, I think this also goes back to the ancient Babylon. It all started there in the ancient Near East. It's all the same stuff. And this is just kind of the later-day Chinese version of it, although this is still quite old. But we're going to look at chapter 28. Now, this whole thing is basically about dualism, which causes chaos, but then monism is the solution. Now let's just look quickly here. Monism. See, I've shown you before the point within the circle. It goes back to the Pythagoreans and the Greeks to represent the first metaphysical being, the monad. Now this word is used a lot in Masonry. The supreme being, the divinity. And that's basically what we're talking about. That's the Tao. Okay, so the Chinese call this the Tao. The monad. It's basically their word for God, essentially, the absolute. So the point within the circle, remember, is the obelisk, which is the phallus, if you're directly over it. So imagine you flew a drone over the obelisk in front of the White House, it would look like this. You're looking down directly on the phallus. All right, and the circle represents the female. So this is the male symbol, and the circle is the female symbol. And we see corporations use this. You see the symbol everywhere. It sometimes could look like a phallus, or it looks like a triangle or a pyramid or whatever. You know, so it sometimes just looks like a dot within a circle. Other times it looks like an obelisk within the circle or a pyramid within a circle. That's where we get the circle and triangle symbol, which I did a video about already. And it's actually the delta and the omicron, because the obelisk is a phallus, pyramid is a phallus, the triangle is a phallus when it's pointed up, and there is a pyramid on top of the obelisk as well. So that's the delta. The Greek letter delta is in the shape of a triangle. And then the O, of course, is omicron. So it's they gave us the delta and the omicron variants to represent chaos. And it certainly caused a lot of chaos for us, the narrative of these two things that don't really exist in the real world. They're trying to demonstrate to the world what chaos is. And there's the male and female are separated. That's causing all this chaos. Remember the he for she? No. The Me Too movement. You know, that was just showing, hey, there's chaos here. You know, men being separate from women in different bodies is causing all this chaos. You know, that's what that was all about. They even said that guy Weinstein was a hermaphrodite. You know, it's just weird stuff. Let's go back to the Tao Te Ching. Remember, this whole book is about getting back to the one, getting back to unity, the origin of all things, and transcending the dualism of the created world. So the Tao is like their word for God or creator or origin, which is androgynous. And you see that throughout the whole book, but this chapter 28 especially makes reference to this. And we're going to look at a few different translations, because this is written in ancient Chinese. There's quite a variety of different translations out there. At the bottom, it will say who translated this and when, but it's all chapter 28. And the main points we're going to look at are just the first, maybe just the first couple of verses usually. So just look at the top couple of verses. That's all I'm going to focus on each time. Keep it real simple here. Know the masculine, but keep to the feminine to become a watershed to the world. Then it talks about white and black and all this stuff, right? So another translation says, know the masculine, cleave to the feminine. Who knows his manhood strength, yet still his female feebleness maintains. Know your male qualities, yet know how to use the female abilities. Know the male, yet keep to the female. Receive the world in your arms. So this is kind of, it's almost like a science, you know, it's like a recipe for enlightenment, right? Basically, they're saying become a tranny and you'll become enlightened. Now, Gnostic literature says a lot of the same stuff. The Gospel of Thomas, which is obviously not in the Bible, but we'll look at that also. Using the male, being female, being the entrance of the world. You embrace harmony and become as a newborn. Become as a newborn, you'll be born again, right? Born again. Take your hormone injections and you'll be born again into a new body, a new creation, into the Baphomet world order. Be aware of what's masculine in you, but preserve what is feminine in you. Serve as a conduit for the world. Return again to the state of a newborn child. Yeah, see, that's what they're talking about right here. And this is ancient Chinese stuff, but it also goes back to the ancient Near East. A great ruler keeps things whole. He does not divide. See, when they talk about divide, they're talking about the dualistic nature of the creation, and making things whole is restoring everything back to androgyny. And Joe Biden says this kind of stuff all the time. So anytime a politician talks about unity, harmony, equality, equity, they're talking about androgyny. Be aware of your masculine nature, but by keeping the feminine way, you shall be to the world like a canyon. If you know your masculinity and maintain yourself to be female, you will become the valley for heaven and earth. Encompass the male, but reside within the female, right? So if you're born male, wear female clothing. Gaze upon the white, but always from within the darkness that has no borders. There you will find your essence. There you will find your true authentic self, the gender non-binary, all this kind of stuff, right? So they're teaching the Tao Te Ching, essentially, to children in school. This is part of the curriculum for public schools now. Balance the male strength with the female weakness, and thou shalt attract all things, right? You'll become a superhero. Return of the first state, right? The androgynous Adam. He who knows the male active force, yet keeps to the female the passive force or receptive element, comes like a ravine, receiving all sorts of things, right? It's like magic, right? This is pharmakia, by the way. This androgyny thing is pharmakia. I think pharmakia is the one word that really sums up the state of the world. Pharmakia. People trying to become gods using magic, sorcery, and pharmaceuticals. The rulers of this world deceiving us through pharmakia. He who, while recognizing his manhood, yet holds also to his womanhood, becomes a channel for all the world. Here's a good simple one. No masculinity, maintain femininity. Be a ravine for all under heaven. You will return to the state of infancy. Know your masculine, maintain your feminine. The eternal action of the soul does not divide or separate. Return and revert to your original state, like that of a newborn child. Your original state. They're just telling you right here. Your original state is to know the masculine and maintain the feminine. You know, there's a lot of people out there who believe this stuff. Oh, know the male, but keep to the role of the female. Sounds like the world we live in today, doesn't it? I guess everyone out there is a Taoist. Know the male, yet keep to the female, to receive the world in your arms. Isn't that what everybody wants? Everybody wants to rule the world. Well, now you can do it. Just put on a little lipstick. You could become a champion swimmer. He who, being a man, remains a woman, will become a universal channel. See that? It's right there. 1904 translation. As a universal channel, the eternal virtue will never forsake him. He will re-become a child, a little androgynous child, a tranny child. Become a movie star or a champion tennis player. Spanish. El que conoce el principio masculino y se mantiene conforme a lo femenino. Come mierda, punta. All right, now this is the Gospel of Thomas, and in saying number 22, making the two into one, right? That's what we just saw in the Tao Te Ching. Now this is Gnosticism. Remember, this is not the Bible. Jesus said to them, when you make the two into one, and make the inner like the outer, and the outer like the inner, and the upper like the lower, and so make the male and the female a single one, so that the male won't be male, nor the female female. Then you'll enter the kingdom. We saw the same exact thing in the Tao Te Ching, ancient mysticism. Saying number 61, Jesus said to her, I'm the one who exists in equality. So I'm telling you, if someone is equal, they'll be full of light. But if they're divided, they'll be full of darkness. So if someone is androgynous, right? This word equal always means androgynous when it's used by Gnostics or Masons or whatever. When you see this word used by the United Nations or the government or something, they're talking about androgyny because they always talk about gender equality. That means androgyny. That's what they're talking about. And here's another one. Number 114, Simon Peter said to them, Mary should leave us because women aren't worthy of life. Jesus said, look, am I to make her a man so that she may become a living spirit too? She's equal to you men, because every woman who makes herself manly will enter the kingdom of heaven. It's kind of a strange saying. Every woman who makes herself manly will enter the kingdom of heaven. Plasmatics.